Unit 1, Lesson 1, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. For this job, you need skills like reading, writing, and listening. Also, you must not be shy. 2. Would you like to be a science reporter when you grow up? 3. Though they are tired, they are still working hard. 4. She was interested in sports for many years. 5. He has a lot of hobbies such as stamp collecting and singing.
Exercise 4. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words. Then match the sentences to the pictures.
1. I work in a hospital. When someone has a broken arm, they come to see me. 2. I like making things with wood. In my job, I make chairs, desks, tables, and beds.
3. I travel from city to city by air, but I don't sit down much.
4. I wear a green uniform when I'm working. I carry a large bag of letters on the back of my bike.
5. My beautiful cat is neither too fat nor too thin. Photographers take photos of him for magazines. 6. I'm a teacher, but I'm not working in a middle school. I look after babies and young children.
Lesson 2. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. You should help your mother as much as you can. 2. A visitor is waiting to talk to the principal. 3. A PE teacher should study many different things. 4. What is your favorite song? 5. How do you like your new chair?
I like it very much. It's really large.
Exercise 2. Listen to the questions and the sentences. What did the people say? Fill in the missing words.
1. What did the girl say?
I'm interested in English.
2. What did the woman tell the students?
You can't play games in the classroom. 3. What did the man say?
I'll buy my son a radio. 4. What did the girl tell us?
You are talking too quickly. 5. What did the boy say?
Uncle Zhao doesn't want to mend my model plane.
Exercise 3. Listen to the questions and the conversation. Choose the best answers.
1. What does the girl want to be?
What do you want to be, Jim?
I'm good at maths and I like planes. I want to be a pilot.
So do I. 2. What shouldn't a good footballer do?
I want to be a footballer after I leave school.
Pardon?
I said that I want to be a footballer when I leave school.
Don't get angry. A good footballer shouldn't get angry.
3. Why does Billy want to be a bus driver?
What's your homework today, Billy?
I have to write about the best job for me.
Have you finished?
Yes, listen. I want to be a bus driver. I like travelling on buses. I'm good at riding a bike, too. I'm sure I can be a good bus driver when I grow up. 4. What skills does the young man have?
Please tell me a little about yourself.
Well, let's see. I am helpful and a good worker.
Good. And what skills do you have?
Well, I'm a computer student at the university. I have many computer skills. 5. How long will the man have to work each evening?
Do you have any questions about this job?
Yes, I would like to know the hours of work.
You'll have to work from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. every evening.
That's fine.
Lesson 3.
Exercise 3. Listen to the sentences and circle the words you hear. 1. You should fill your glass with milk. 2. Perhaps a bird fell in the chimney. 3. You should be happy and try to work hard. 4. She said 80 students came to the party.
Exercise 4. Listen to the conversation, then practice it with a partner. Replace the underlined words with new words.
What job do you want?
I want to be a policewoman.
What skills do you need?
You should be good at Chinese, English, and PE.
What shouldn't you do?
You shouldn't be lazy.
Lesson 4, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. She said that she was interested in those magazines. 2. They said that this book was more useful than the old one. 3. I don't think that science is less difficult than maths. 4. They said that they would eat those apples. 5. He told me that his father was a business reporter.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations and choose the correct answers.
Conversation 1. Answer questions 1 to 3.
Hello, Ms. Jacob.
Hello, Junhui. Mr. Chen, this is Junhui, one of my neighbors. Junhui, this is Mr. Chen.
How do you do, Mr. Chen?
Hello, Junhui.
Mr. Chen is a reporter, Junhui. You said you wanted to be a reporter, didn't you?
Yes, a news reporter.
Really? It's not an easy job, Junhui.
I know, but I think it's interesting.
Conversation 2. Answer questions 4 to 6.
How's work, Mr. White?
Very good, thank you, Mrs. Hill.
My son, Tony, wants to be a policeman. Do you think he has the right skills?
Is he good at sports?
Not really.
Is he strong and healthy?
Well, he's healthy.
Why does he want to be a policeman?
He says that he likes the uniform.
Exercise 4. Listen to the story and say if the sentences are true or false.
My name is Sally. I saw my friend's aunt on the bus today. Mrs. Wang talked to me about being a businesswoman. She said it was a good job for young women. She started her own business 3 years ago. She used to work for a business that made different kinds of clothes. One day, she had an idea for something new. Now she has her own business and 10 people work for her. They make hats for babies. The hats have red and orange flowers and green leaves on them. Everyone loves them. I asked her what I should and shouldn't do if I wanted to be a businesswoman. She said that I should study English and math. She said I should learn as much as I could about all kinds of things. I should read more and ask different people about their jobs. Also, I shouldn't be afraid to try something new.